So we may be asked that what will be the histopathological features of this slits of the skin biopsy. Firstly, we must state that we are going to perform the skin biopsy with the special stains, which include the H&E stain, that is regular stain, and Faite-Feraco stain for the leprosy. The histopathology will help us to classify the type of the leprosy present. So if it is a lepromatous leprosy, that is the lepromatous pole of the leprosy, the typical features which will be indicative more of the lepromatous leprosy is the presence of the foamy macrophages, and inside these foamy macrophages there will be globi of bacteria present in the cytoplasm. In this type of the leprosy, the giant cells and the granulomas will not be visible. There will be destruction of the cutaneous appendages, excessive inflammatory infiltrate if it is going to be more in the active stage, but usually it is not there is no more much in lymphocytic infiltrate present. Flattened epidermis and Gren zone is typical for lepromatous leprosy. In tuberculite end of the leprosy, that an infection will be much contained and the Gren zone will be absent. There will be a granuloma formation in which there will be dense lymphocytic infiltrate. Large epithelioid cell granulomas along with the Langerhans type giant cells will be present. These granulomas will be around the nerves and there will be infiltration of the dermal nerves and there will be destruction of these nerves. Then comes the borderline type of the leprosy. Then we divide it into borderline lepromatous and borderline tuberculite. So when it is borderline lepromatous, the feature will be more towards the lepromatous end with the presence of foamy macrophages, and in borderline tuberculite, the feature will be more suggestive of the tuberculite variety. So in borderline lepromatous, the lymphocyte will be more prominent, but still the foamy macrophages will be present. There will be perineural fiber blast proliferation, which will give an onion skin appearance. In borderline tuberculite leprosy, there will be the presence of granulomas, foreign body giant cells, and no foamy macrophages will be seen. Then coming to the histopathology of the reactions, we know that in the reaction there is two types of reaction, upgrading and downgrading. So when there is a upgrading type of a reaction, that is type 1, the development of the immune response led to the type 1 reaction. So that is why there will be granulomas present, granulomatous infiltration of the epidermis, Langerhans giant cells can be seen, and fibrinoid necrosis sometimes can be seen within the granulomas. The number of the bacilli will be reduced. Then in the downgrading type, the immune response has reduced and hence led to more proliferation of the bacilli. There will be acute inflammation seen in the form of polymorphonuclear lymphocytic infiltrate and foamy macrophages, showing that it is towards the lepromatous pole where type 2 reactions are more common.